Welcome to episode 347 of the 2-Minute Takeaway Podcast. Hi, I'm Ken Ockel. Training your backup at work is an important step if you want to improve your productivity. Surprisingly, many fall short when it comes to making sure a coworker understands the position. Having someone who knows how to perform the important parts of your job allows you to get help during busy times, ensure tasks aren't forgotten if you're out of the office unexpectedly, and keeps the office from reaching out to you while you're on vacation. This last point is very important, as a recent study found that 58% of respondents say they receive no stress relief from vacations. A big part of that is they feel they have to constantly check in or do work remotely while trying to enjoy their time off. Over time, the inability to unplug from work leads to burnout, something I've talked about before. I call it vacation frustration. Let's talk about the backup training challenge. While you know your job well, you may have trouble explaining certain tasks to your coworkers. It's just because you know what to do, and you don't think twice about it. It's like the chef who puts a pinch of spice into a recipe. The chef instinctively knows how much a pinch is. Someone else may have no idea, and that's where the trouble starts. If someone has to do your job, should it be a guessing game or a situation where blame could be earned if something is not performed correctly? Will a poor performance by a backup reflect negatively on you? What I suggest is you create a process for training your backup. Like that chef, you need to create a recipe for the tasks for your backup. Ahead of time, while doing the work, write down every step. You may feel the information is obvious, but don't assume anything. Your goal is to make sure you provide an accurate roadmap to your backup. You can't start with shortcuts. These step-by-step instructions should go in a labeled binder on your desk or in a computer folder. In either case, make them easy to be found. There's some other training considerations. When you've returned to the office after an absence, check with your backup to find out if the instructions were clear and if any improvements should be made. This is a good idea because your backup could change over time, or a step in the process could change. When you've updated the instructions, make sure you get rid of the previous copies. If people are unexpectedly pressed into duty for part of your job, he or she shouldn't have to guess which is the newest version of the guide. Finally, understand that training your backup at work is an important investment in time. You're showing leadership by making sure your job will continue to be performed well in your absence. You'll also know you won't have to clean up costly mistakes when you return to work. Would you like to bring me to your next meeting as a keynote or breakout presentation? Find out more about me and my presentations at my website, kenockel.com. While there, you can also watch some clips of me in action and find out more about my book, Stuck on Yellow. It gives you 26 productivity principles you can use right away. And don't forget about my YouTube channel. That's also under my name, Ken Ockel. Our weekly productivity series is very popular. I'm Ken Ockel. Take care.